Did you see Barack Hussein Obama last night? Take little shots. He was taking shots at your president. And so was Michelle. You know, they always say, sir, please stick to policy. Don't get personal. And yet they're getting personal all night long, these people. Do I still have to stick to policy?
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, August 26, 2024. Welcome to Day 1315. Special Counsel Jack Smith urged a federal appeals court to reverse the dismissal of the criminal classified documents case against Donald Trump. Last month, Judge Eileen Cannon granted Trump's request to dismiss the indictment on the grounds that Smith's appointment as special counsel violated the Constitution's Appointments and Appropriations Clauses. In a brief filed with the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta, Smith argued that Cannon's decision ignored decades of Supreme Court precedent, misconstrued the statutes that authorized the special counsel's appointment, and took inadequate account of the long-standing history of attorney general appointments of special counsels. It's unclear how long it will take for the appeals court to decide the matter, but even if it does overturn the dismissal, the trial won't take place before the November presidential election. And if Trump wins the 2024 election, he could pressure his Justice Department to drop the appeals effort. Trump appointed Judge Cannon to the federal bench in South Florida in 2020. Meanwhile, an Arizona judge set a date of January 5, 2026 for the trial of Trump's allies who were charged in the criminal conspiracy to overturn the 2020 election. In April, an Arizona grand jury indicted 18 Republicans, including Mark Meadows and Rudy Giuliani, on charges including fraud, forgery, and tampering with public records, among others. Most of the defendants have pleaded not guilty to the charges, and while Trump wasn't charged himself, the grand jury wanted to indict Trump, but state prosecutors said it would be a big deal and that they weren't sure if they had all the evidence to prosecute it at this moment. Moving on, Texas and 15 Republican-led states sued the Biden administration over a new federal program offering a path to citizenship for immigrants who entered the U.S. illegally and are now married to U.S. citizens. The Keeping Families Together initiative provides a path to citizenship to an estimated 500,000 people and some 50,000 children. Still, the coalition filed suit to halt the program, claiming that the administration bypassed Congress to create a pathway to citizenship for blatant political purposes and that it incentivizes illegal immigration. Meanwhile, Donald Trump, who openly bragged about being the one who was able to kill Roe v. Wade, claimed that he will be great for women and their reproductive rights. Trump also said recently that he has no regrets about appointing the Supreme Court supermajority that overturned the ruling on abortion rights. The dueling statements follow the DNC, where Kamala Harris used her acceptance speech to talk about Trump's threat to freedoms and his role in curtailing those rights. Harris said, "I believe America cannot truly be prosperous unless all Americans are fully able to make their own decisions about their own lives, especially on matters of heart and home." She added, "But tonight in America, too many women are not able to make those decisions. And let's be clear about how we got here. Donald Trump handpicked the members of the United States Supreme Court to take away reproductive freedom. And now he brags about it." And finally, the Trump and Harris campaigns are at odds over whether the microphones will be live throughout the September 10th presidential debate. The Trump campaign wants the microphones to be muted except when it's their turn to speak, like it was during the first debate with Biden. But when asked, Trump said, "It doesn't matter to me whether the microphones were muted," adding, "I'd rather have it probably on, but the agreement was that it would be the same as it was last time." The Harris campaign, meanwhile, believes both candidates' microphones should be live throughout the full broadcast, saying, "Our understanding is that Trump's handlers prefer the muted microphone because they don't think their candidate can act presidential for 90 minutes on his own. We suspect Trump's team has not even told their boss about this dispute because it would be too embarrassing to admit they don't think he can handle himself against Vice President Harris without the benefit of a mute button." The September 10th debate on ABC is the only scheduled presidential debate between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris so far. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.